you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 793 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Fade the Public Friday. The weekend is right ahead of us here, guys. The sun is shining. And guess what? We got another day to get down in the arena, another day to get down on some Sweet 16 action. So a lot to get to today. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to rehash from yesterday. 2-3, minus 1.83 units. Another tough one there last night. Obviously, looking at NHL, it was a good night, 2-0. So here's the positive news. Got the Winnipeg Jets, got the San Jose Sharks over. So it's nice to get a little 2-0 in the NHL. Couldn't get the Knicks. Got a tough break there, seeing that line dip away from us when Jalen Brunson was ruled out. So once again, trying to bet the NBA is banging your head against the wall quite a few times here with just injuries that you don't expect cropping up and causing the line to go away from you. But really what we got to talk about are the two bets in March Madness. So a couple things to talk about. Number one, obviously I was on Michigan State and I was on UCLA. Both lost in absolute heartbreakers there. UCLA, I would put that right up with a Super Bowl with, like, well, what do they have, like a 15-point lead at halftime? What do the Eagles have, a 10-point lead at halftime? You're cruising, you're looking good. They even tease you late with an epic, like, 11-2 run in the last 40 seconds, think you're going to get it done. And then Strother pulls up from the logo and nails a three to kill you in that one. Obviously, Michigan State, K-State, epic back-and-forth battle there. Michigan State forces OT. But that, the little guy, Noel, man, 5'8", got the heart of a lion. I thought when he rolled his ankle, I thought we were good there. It's like there's no way he's going to be able to be, kind of lead his team to victory when he's basically walking on one leg. But the guy was incredible. He really showed me a lot. I thought he was a liability on defense. Didn't really attack him that much from a Tom Izzo standpoint. But either way, If you take away the, I'll give you the non-betting and the betting angle. The non-betting angle was, guys, have you seen two better games in college basketball, in any kind of basketball, than those two last night? Like, I don't care what side you were on, Michigan State, K-State, Gonzaga, UCLA. Obviously, if you're on the over, you love both of them because both flew over here. But just from a just entertainment standpoint, excitement standpoint, love the game of basketball. Those are two of the best games that I have ever seen. So obviously, just from a basketball standpoint, they are great to watch, but not great if you're like me with Michigan State and UCLA. Obviously, two tough games coming down to the wire. Breaks didn't go our way. But the betting angle is really important here, guys, because what's ironic sometimes when it comes to betting is that even if you lose a bet, the concepts that we talk about really held true. So, for example, I lost both bets there, but what do we always talk about? We talk about late movement. When limits are raised, when big bets come in, always pay attention to the last, you know, hour, you know, 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes before the game tips off. Where is that late movement breaking? And I knew we were in trouble there because if you look at that Michigan State K-State game, that got all the way down to one and actually flipped to Michigan State as a dog in that one. So Michigan State, and again, it kind of reminds me of the Super Bowl, the way it went to Eagles early and then flipped down to the Chiefs late. But that was a dog-to-fave line move to Kansas State. So what do we always talk about? Late movement and dog-to-fave line movement. And obviously, Kansas State had that late movement and dog to fave line movement. K-State went from, at one point, getting two, all the way flipping to a one-point favorite there. So the kind of the tenets and things we talk about held true, but obviously I was on Michigan State too early. The late move went against me. Really tough break there. But and then same thing with Gonzaga-UCLA. I'm feeling good about our UCLA money line there. What happens? Line gets down to a pick'em, and then it flips and closes a lot of shops at Gonzaga minus one. So both late dog-to-fave line moves went against us. And this is betting, guys. You know, you flip back to Wednesday night. Remember UAB and Utah Valley? We both got good numbers there, and they both flipped in our favor, pretty much dog to favorite. Well, this last night went against us here. So, you know, in those situations, guys, I had a lot of people DM me, and you guys are so sharp. You're so astute. I'm like a professor, very proud of his students here. But a lot of people hit me up and say, ooh, Kansas, dog to fave. Ooh, you know, Gonzaga, dog to fave. What do I do? Now, this becomes a judgment call. To me, you guys heard me say this before, I dance with the one who brung me. You know, to me, there are a couple things, there are a couple reasons why. Number one, you may get lucky and win the bet anyway. But number two, you know, if I lose a bet because the line went against me, I probably deserve to lose that bet. So it's almost like a teachable moment, or, you know, kind of a, I'm not going to call it like a justice or anything, but like I was on the wrong side of it. The line went against me. I probably deserve to lose that bet. So I'm never going to double down. I'm never going to say, oh, like I got Michigan State, you know, money line when they were only minus 1.5. Now I can get them some plus money. Let me double down, hit Michigan State again. Nope, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to turn one loss potentially into two losses. And the other thing is I'm not going to buy out. You know, a lot of people, and there are different sports books who have this ability to buy out, bet the other side. Sometimes you're going to eat the juice and lose anyway, but you'll only lose like, you know, a 0.2 or, well, you know, 0.1 units, like 10 cents or something like that. But whole point being, I'm not going to buy out either because maybe you get lucky and they win the game. Like if Strother doesn't hit that three from the logo, I mean, obviously Gonzaga wins. And how about UCLA going like 10 minutes without scoring? Maybe they just ran out of gas, but that was just ridiculous. Anyway, I'm just a little bit bitter as a UCLA backer last night. But Strother doesn't hit a three from the parking lot. UCLA wins that game. You win your bet, and then you don't really worry about that line movement that went against you. So, a lot to break down, a lot to talk about. To me, I think the biggest thing is, hey, if you really want to, you know, I don't want to say the G word, guarantee, because there's no such thing as a guarantee. But if you want to get the best insight into you know, kind of the way your bet is going, it's really tracking that late movement. And when that line flipped to K-State, flipped to Gonzaga, I knew we were in trouble there. But again, you talk to different bettors, they'll probably tell you different things, but I'm of the opinion that you dance with one who brung you, stick with your original bet, you either get lucky and you win, or you lose and you probably should have lost because you got the worst of the number. So again, great games last night, just didn't really go our way. And we kind of saw that that bad omen coming when those lines flipped the other way. Here's the other thing, guys. If you didn't bet the game, wait until the very last second. Look at that late movement, especially when you see like a game around a pick or a one. Where does it go? Does it stay at that favorite? Does it flip to the dog, dog to favorite? You know, that to me is really important. So even if you don't bet a game, we got to do these pods at 3:00. You know, we got to go off the information that we have available to us at that time. It's impossible to predict the next move. But if you are at home looking to bet these games, you know, you can always say to yourself, hey, I lean Michigan State, but let me wait for that late movement. I lean UCLA pretty hard here, but let me wait for that late movement. And then, of course, when you see it go the other way, maybe you lay off. Maybe you go the other way with the Zags or Kansas State. But either way, guys, I don't want to circumcise the mosquito, as Jerry Jones likes to say. Those were just epic games. They could have gone either way. One goes to overtime. Another one hits a three from the logo. But I think the teachable moment either way is wait and look for that late movement. And unfortunately, the late movement went away from us. Whereas you go, you know, a day before, the late movement with Utah Valley and UAB went for us. So sometimes it goes with you. Sometimes it goes against you. But obviously, a couple tough breaks there with UCLA and with Sparty last night. But I ain't going to let it get me down. It's a Fade the Public Friday. The sun is shining. I'm excited to get back in the arena with you today, guys. And today's pod, we're going to get back to our roots a little bit because I got some unders in the NBA. I have a play in the NHL, and then I have in college basketball a super insane contrarian play. I have a money line play for you, and then I got a little biting in the arena. I got a couple fade the trendy dog plays in the UFC, a couple moderate favorites here that are only getting 18% of bets and 25% of bets. So again, turn the page, next bet mentality. Let's see if we can turn around here and finish off the week on a hot note, or a good note, I should say. But either way, a lot to get to. Real quick, housekeeping, as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, hit submit, and then every single day you'll wake up to fantastic sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the betting world, but also in particular at VSiN. So today's newsletter we let off with, you know, a recap of last night's games, early look ahead to some Elite Eight matchups, also all the breakdowns here for tonight's game. So a lot of wall-to-wall March Madness coverage. I love that Bill D said, number one, channeling my inner Josh Applebaum, looking at line movement. And then he said, here's the real Josh Applebaum, like the real Slim Shady stand up with my Sharp Report here. So I appreciate that, Bill. Of course, you get links to all of our articles, links to all of our podcasts, promos for legal sports books, all located in the newsletter for free. It costs you nothing. You better be signed up. If you're listening to this pod, you better be getting the newsletter every day. VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email, hit submit, boom. You get great sports betting content every morning for free when you're making your coffee in the morning. Next up, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Only $19 right now for our MLB offer. Baseball right around the corner. I'm still waiting on I'm waiting like Tyrone Begum's for the next batch of data for those win totals in the MLB. John Ewing, where you at? I need those, but we'll probably have those next week. But baseball is pretty much right around the corner. And today, I want to give a great shout-out to my guy, Adam Burke, who is one of the sharpest, smartest guys I know. He's great at all sports, but baseball is really his number one. And he did a fantastic job with our MLB betting guide, which just came out today. So get you thinking about the new rules. It's interesting. I've had kind of a change of heart here when I'm thinking about totals. Like, I was thinking first off, you know, are we going to see some unders because of these rule changes? That's going to be the big thing in MLB, these rules changes. So I thought at first, I heard some pitchers say they really kind of liked the new rules and they felt like they had an advantage because the batters take forever. And I'm like, okay, maybe we'll lead to some more unders here. But then I've been looking at the data, and basically in spring training, you have the length of games, which is much shorter, but also you have an increase in hits, increase in stolen bases, increase in scoring. So part of that, to me, the big one there is banning the shift. So if you're like me, you know, the shift, you've pretty much seen it forever. I'm 35. I feel like they've been shifting forever. But, you know, the shift takes away hits. You know, with the analytics and the spray charts, you know, you put three guys on the side on the right side of second base against a left-handed hitter. Guy pulls it. It would be a base hit if they were playing, you know, their true positions, but it's right to a guy because he shifted perfectly. Well, that's gone. Now you're going to get more base hits, more hits up the middle, more hits in gaps, as well as more stolen bases because the bases are bigger. So I know it's not a huge thing. It's like 3 inches bigger maybe, but it does give you a little bit of an advantage there to the runner. So more action. Also, you know, when you're just sitting there waiting for a long game, you kind of lose a little bit of buzz. When you're moving the train a little bit quicker, maybe you stay in the flow of it a little bit in terms of hitting an offense. So I'm thinking maybe we look at some overs here early with banning the shift and obviously some of these rule changes. But anyway, we shall see how that will play out. But I really want to have you guys get that great sports betting MLB betting guide there from Adam Burke and get you excited about betting baseball every day. I can't wait to bet baseball every day. It's one of my all-time favorites. But anyway, sign up for the VSiN. All sports included membership, only $19. You'll get that MLB betting guide. You get all of the articles behind the paywall, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, as well as those great DraftKings percentages. So all included when you become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. Of course, Twitter is huge for breaking news, breaking injuries. Seeing that Jalen Brunson is out and seeing my New York Knicks ticket fall, that wasn't great, but Twitter is a resource for getting information first and quickly that could affect our bet. So obviously very important there. Also creating a gambling community, being able to direct message people, another great part of Twitter as well. So sign up. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. With that being said, let's dive into some of our sweats for today, guys. See if we can have a better day in the Sweet 16 than we had from yesterday. So, with the five-pack today, guys, mentioned two college basketball, one NHL, two NBA, and then two UFC plays for this weekend. But let's start off with some college basketball. I told you I had a crazy contrarian play. You know what it is? It's the Houston Cougars, baby. I'm going Houston Cougars. Now, this is a big number. You're probably like, Josh, are you crazy? You're laying a 7.5. With Houston, what are you doing? Miami is a great team. That's a lot of points. Take the points with Miami. But as always, guys, it's not about what I like. It's not about my opinion. I learned a long time ago to put what I think, what I expect, what I hope, what I want to happen, put that all to the side. What's the market telling us? What's the data telling us? Take your bias out of it. Go based on the market and the data. And the market and the data are telling me that we have an epic fade the trendy dog play here in favor of Houston. Why is this a fade the trendy dog play? Let's take a step back here. Houston playing Miami. Miami is 27-7. They're the 5 seed. They just beat Indiana 85-69 in the second round. They won outright as a 1.5-point dog. Meanwhile, Houston, 33-3, the 1 seed. They just crushed Auburn 81-64 in the second round, covered as a 5.5-point favorite. Now, what I like about this one in terms of fade the trendy dog is just we have a very popular dog with Miami, guys. If you look at our VSiN.com bet splits, Miami Hurricanes are getting 70% of bets. Everybody and their mother is saying this line is way too high. Take the points with Miami. However, despite 70% of bets taking Miami, this line is going to Houston, guys. Houston opened as around a 7-point favorite. They got bid up to -7.5. I think I may see one book maybe going to 8. So all movement is going toward Houston. This is notable because why is line going to Houston if everyone is betting Miami? Why are the odds makers giving out even more points to the public who wants to bet Miami here, making it easier for the public to cover despite the fact that Miami is already the popular play? So this looks too good to be true for Miami, right? Get a 7. Now they're giving you 7.5. That may even give you an 8. So this thing is moving toward Houston despite the fact Miami is a popular bet. This is a blueprint contrarian play, guys. On the one hand, 7 o'clock game, or 7:15, I guess, to be exact here. You know, if you are getting a primetime March Madness game and one team is only getting 30% of bets, automatically, that's a good contrarian play. I'm also kicking myself yesterday, FAU. We may have mentioned that. Or maybe it was on the Sharp Money with Patrick Maher. But then you see FAU, they actually got down all the way to 4.5. So some good movement there toward FAU, and they came through. I don't know if anyone played that. The other thing that was annoying yesterday is, like, I was 0-2. But then, like, I was leaning pretty hard on the under, and Tennessee didn't play at the under hits. Leaned pretty hard FAU. Obviously, they went out right and it hits. I was leaning hard with the over in Connecticut. That hits. So sometimes it's frustrating, not just the plays you make to lose, but the plays that you identify and you like, and yet you don't play, and that they win. That's just, of course, betting. It'll drive you nuts sometimes. But anyway, epic fade the trendy dog play. We like the gross dogs, the dogs that have no shot based on public perception. Those are the dogs that are undervalued. It's the dogs that become very popular, that become trendy, that we want to bet against. So you go to a bar tonight on a big fade the public Friday. Everyone you look up at the bar stools, they got Miami in the points here. Yet this thing keeps creeping up to Houston. So I got to play Houston, guys. This is a really epic fade the trendy dog. Again, only getting 30% of bets, contrarian and heavily bet game. But not just contrarian, the key is that the line's going to Houston. So again, contrarian is a basis. It's a foundation. It's not the end all be all. You want to add in some signal of respected money in addition to being contrarian. That tells you that not only are you against the public, but you're with the pros. So the fact that this line keeps going to Houston, despite everyone betting Miami, tells me that we have a really good opportunity here to bet against a very popular Miami team and really buy low on Houston. I mean, Houston, fantastic team. Obviously, I think the another thing here is a rest advantage, I believe. So I want to say, or is it a rest advantage, or is that the next game? Let me double check here. But I know that with Sasser, kid who was banged up, it is a rest advantage. Yeah, they played the 18th. Miami played the 19th. But Sasser, who had a groin strain, extra time off. Hopefully he'll be at full strength. To me, that's another big advantage here in terms of Houston with that layoff hopefully benefiting them. KenPom, by the way, does have Houston winning by 8. So I'm going to lay the 7.5 here, guys. Again, it just seems way too easy of a play to take Miami in the points. Why is this line so high? I think it's high for a reason. And hopefully we get another another Houston spot here where they roll against their competition. But if you're giving me a heavily bet primetime game, a favorite's only getting 30%, and yet the line's moving toward that 30% favorite, I got to play it. So I'm a big Cougars fan tonight. Let's go Sampson. Sampson! Let's go Houston. I'm on Houston -7.5. Next bet for me, I'm going to go Texas, but I'm going to go Texas on the money line. It's a little bit high of a price here. It's a bet to risk, not bet to win. But I got Houston at -190, or sorry, I got Texas at -190. Hopefully you can just, you know, find any number Texas here below -200. It's kind of a line of demarcation for me. I don't love laying over 200 in college basketball. I'll do it more often in hockey because you see a lot of these favorites win straight up at a higher rate. Obviously, you know, last night, which was nice, is did anyone see where that that game closed with the Winnipeg Jets? I think we got a -225. They closed like -290. So that was a good closing line value, of course, consolation, where I wish we had that closing line value with Michigan State and with UCLA, but I digress. What are you going to do? Anyway, I'm going to go on the money line here with, as I mentioned, Texas at -190. So first off, all liability movement has been toward Texas. Texas opened as a 4-point favorite. They got up to -4.5. Now they have come down a bit, back down to 4. So it looks like at 4.5, maybe you had a bite at the apple there with Xavier. What I like about Texas, a couple things. One is the bet split here. Texas is only getting 48% of bets. So it's a really good team, only getting 48%. To me, that's a bit undervalued. But they are getting 61% of the money. So less than half the tickets, but nearly two-thirds of the money. Again, liability has been toward Texas in this spot. We have seen favorites do very well straight up. If you look at March Madness favorites, they are 38 and 18 straight up, 68%. You have a rest advantage, the 18th versus the 19th in favor of Texas. But I'm going to put a lot of stock into the strength of schedule because looking at this one, you have obviously a Big 12 team with Texas, Big 12 best conference in college basketball, against Xavier, who they've had a good year, obviously given the credit that they deserve, but they play in the Big East. The Big East isn't as quite of a powerhouse conference as the Big 12. And you also had Texas play the 7th hardest strength of schedule in all of college basketball this year. So I'm putting my stock into Texas coming through here. Xavier obviously is a really good offensive team. I was actually looking at maybe the over at one point, 148 up to 148.5. I did lean over there. Watch, I'll lean over. I won't play it and the over will hit. That's how my college basketball NCAA tournament bets have been going lately. But anyway, Texas, they have the better defense. They're great rebounding, and they've played a much tougher strength of schedule. So if we're getting Texas anything below -200, to me, it's a, you know, don't drive yourself nuts trying to cover this number. I hope they cover anyway because Texas is my lean for the spread. But I'm going to just say, hey, hashtag win the damn game. Let's go Texas. Better team from a better conference, a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. These favorites have done well straight up, so I'm going to go straight up here with the Longhorns against a really with a really good strength of schedule, having played in a lot of tough competitions here. So give me Texas. I'm on Texas at -190. Just one small or a couple little comments here. I leaned a little bit San Diego State. This game opened San Diego State, Alabama. I think it was Alabama -7. It got up to -7.5. I even saw an 8. There's been some buyback on San Diego State +7.5. I'll bring it back down to 7. So if you can find a hook still on San Diego State, I lean San Diego State there. And then also, just a word of caution, I'm seeing everybody love Princeton +10 tonight. Do I have the stones to lay Creighton -10? I've been debating it all day, but this is definitely either a Creighton or nothing play for me because I was looking at our bet splits here, and I just gave you a second ago, or told you a second ago, that Miami's a huge public bet. Well, Princeton is the most heavily, most popular bet of the day. Princeton is getting almost 80% of spread bets. Everybody and their mother is on Princeton here, yet Creighton opened -10. They've stayed -10. So this tells me that, you know, bookmakers seem to be taking a position. They're taking all this Princeton money, yet they will not drop the line 10 down to 9.5. So to me, I would just be cautious. If you like Princeton, again, you end up doing what you want to do. You're the final arbiter of your bankroll. But I just had to mention the fact that that really jumped out to me. Everybody's on Princeton, yet Creighton stayed -10. Why isn't it down to 9.5? 9, you know, 8.5, 8. The line stayed where it's at. Tells me there's liability on a fade the trendy dog play with a contrarian favorite Creighton. So I'd lean actually Creighton or nothing in that one. But that to me is just no way am I going to touch Princeton as a trendy dog getting almost 80% of bets. So just wanted to mention that. But anyway, two official bets here. Houston, -7.5. Texas on the money line, -190. Going to take a very, very short break here, guys. When we get back, we got more to get to. Told you I had a 5-pack. That's 2 down. We got 3 to go. I got 1 bet in the NHL for you. I have 2 bets in the NBA, a couple totals, and then going to finish up the pod getting back into the octagon, biting in the arena. I have 2 epic contrarian favorites for you in the UFC arena here. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in episode 793 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
March Madness and the return of MLB is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 793 of the VSiN Market Insights Pod. 2-0 in the NHL. And again, things don't go your way in the big games. You got to find a little silver lining there. So nice to get a 2-0 NHL with Winnipeg and the Jets or the San Jose Sharks over. Knicks got clipped by that late steam going the other way because of Jalen Brunson being out. And, of course, we spent a lot of time on Michigan State and UCLA, both plays for me that lost. But, of course, on the one hand, things that we always talk about, late movement dog to fave, actually went against us. You identified it, and I think the moving forward, again, it's up to you as a better. If you want to wait a little bit later to get that extra confirmation, again, sometimes the breaks come your way, sometimes they don't, but that's betting. But again, teachable moments regardless. You lose a bet, at least something you can file away moving forward to hopefully make sure you don't lose that same situation next time around. So we talked about Houston as an epic fade the trendy dog. I am on Houston at -7.5. I'm also on Texas on the money line at -190. Let's keep cruising. I got a play for you in the NHL. Give me tonight the New Jersey Devils. I'm on the Devils, guys. This is a morning bets pod play at -170, -160 up to -170. Again, good thing, bad thing. Good thing that the line continues to go to Jersey. Not great that if you want to play the Devils now, you're losing a little bit of value. They're now up to -180. So again, good thing the line keeps going toward the Devils. But a couple of reasons like the Devils right off the bat, a lot of steam on the Devils. Again, opening -160, now up to -180, 20 cents of steam here in favor of Jersey. If you look at that non-division steam, two teams, two different divisions, take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more, 59% this year. Sweet spot, big favorite. If you're a big favorite between -170 and -220, you are 69% this season. Road favorites -175 or more, 71%. Both missed the playoffs, take the favorite 62%. Road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous year, 65%. So quite a few system matches here on the New Jersey Devils. Both offenses are about equal, 3.5 goals a game, but it's defensively where the Devils have a big edge, only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus 3.8. Devils are 31-18 as a favorite. They're 26-5-4 on the road. They've been one of the best road warriors here in the NHL. Buffalo, only 21-20 as a dog, and they've been pretty bad at home. 13-20-3 at home, one of the worst home teams in the NHL. Also, look at Buffalo. They're 2-10 their last 12. They've really, really struggled here recently. Now, you've also had the Devils struggle a bit here. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Now, the Devils are a really good team. I think just sometimes, you know, you have a little blip in the radar there. But this, to me, is a get-right game, kind of a get-back-on-track game for the Devils. Power play is about equal, but penalty kill, 82% versus 72%. And also a big advantage in net, knock on wood. Vitek Vanacek was a big pickup, free agent from the Caps. He's got a goals against of 2.49. Pretty good, really good this year, actually. He'll be likely going up against Craig Anderson, the old journeyman. He's got a goals against of 3.07. So better goaltending, a get-right spot, Buffalo Bills have really struggled. Buffalo Bills, here I am thinking about football. Buffalo Sabres have really struggled a lot here. A get-right spot with the Devils, a lot of system matches. I'm on the Devils, minus 170 from this morning. Now if you're playing it, you're looking at minus 180. Now over to the NBA. Got a couple NBA bets for you. And I'm going to go back to my contrarian under roots here for a couple bets here in the NBA. So first one for me, I'm going to take a shot on the Hornets and the Mavericks under 227.5. This game opened at around 228, 228.5. We've now seen this get bet down to 227.5. So that's notable because majority bets are on the over, yet the total has fallen. So just from a very basic standpoint of public bets over, yet lines falling, tells us some reverse line movement here in favor of the under. Three really good under refs, Eric Dallin, Mark Davis, and Evan Scott, all between 51 and 55%. To the under historically. So let's keep the whistles in our pockets. Let's keep the clock running here, leaning on this under. Also a bit of a big spread under. You know, we have the Mavs favored by 14.5 here. So hopefully get up big, take your foot off the gas. Charlotte has been a really good under team ever since LaMelo Ball went out. They're 12-3 to the under their last 15 games. Also, you look at Dallas, they're 5-2 to the under their last seven. And then two kind of ESPN Hollinger analytics here that lean under for me. One is Dallas's pace. Obviously, Doncic is great. I think Kyrie is still hurt. I don't know where Kyrie is at. I believe he's still, or he's questionable. I'm not sure if he's going to play or not. But anyway, they're a very slow-paced team. Dallas is number 29 in pace. So very slow, slow tempo, like Virginia Cavs in college basketball. Always a good thing for an under. Use up the shot clock. Then also Charlotte is dead last offensive efficiency. So bad offense, slow tempo. Both teams in particular, Charlotte has really been trending under recently. We have public over, yet the total fell. Big spread under, under refs. Guys, add it all up. I'm taking a shot on Hornets Mavs under 227.5. Next bet for me, it's a big one. Hopefully these teams don't go off scoring. I'm hoping for a little bit of an underplay. Give me Suns Kings to the under here. This one jumped out to me as well as a couple system matches and also a couple other factors here to lean under. But number one, Suns Kings, 10 o'clock game tonight. The total opened at 240, really high number, 240.5. We've now seen this line get bet down to 239.5 or 239. So right off the bat, you have under movement here. Now, I have a good system match when the total is 235 or higher. So those are really the highest end totals that we ever see in the NBA. But 235 or more, take the under. It's 116-82 this year, 59%. You'd be up $2,400 with about a 12% ROI taking all these high total unders. Also, pretty good bet split to the under. Only 47% of bets are on the under, so public's leaning over, yet 56% of the money is on the under. So pretty good low bets, high dollar bet split. It jives with this reverse line move to the under and our system match high total under. Phoenix is number 8 in defensive efficiency. And also, it's kind of fishy, and I think maybe it's a bit inflated here because it does scare me a bit, but both teams have really trended over recently. Both teams are 3-0 to the over in their respective last three games. So if both teams have been going over quite a bit and this opens really high, then why did it fall? Why is this line falling? I know it's a huge number to begin with, but you know, you would think maybe it ticks up even higher, public hammers the over, yada, yada, yada. But no, this has actually fallen a little bit, despite these teams trending over recently. So I'm going to bank on a little bit of a lower scoring game here. Look, can we keep it 238 or less here? If you can find a hook on a 239.5, that would be great. I see one book there. If not, taking a under 239. But try to find the under 239.5. I did find one. So that's going to be my bet. Under 239.5. Again, with a under 227.5 in that Hornets and Dallas Mavericks game. Those are our bets for today, guys, but I did have two more to finish up the pod for you today. And that's right, we're going to get back into the octagon, biting in the arena. And biting, as you guys know, or if you don't, that's what I like to call fighting. But if you look, you know Bruce Baffer, who introduces all the fighters when they're out there, he will always hold his card and give you the breakdown or the intro, and then he'll say, fight! He says fighting, but it sounds like biting! So that's why I always call it biting. Me and my buddies always call it that. But anyway, I found two really interesting contrarian bets here for the UFC this weekend. So, first one I'm going to go with is Corey Sandhagen. Sandhagen, my guy. He is fighting he's biting against Marlon Vera. It's your headliner here, your main event. Couple things. Number one, I like this movement towards Sandhagen. He opened around minus 150. He's up to around minus 165. So, we have movement in favor of Sandhagen. If you are new to UFC, what I like to do is look for a model. And if it can check off as many boxes as you can, ideally all of them, low bets, higher dollars, younger, taller, longer reach, and a line move. So we have the physical youth advantages, but also the betting market is kind of in unison with those advantages. So Sandhagen, again, opens around minus 150 up to minus 165. So we got the line movement. Now that's notable because Sandhagen, according to BetMGM, my buddy John Ewing, you are actually only getting 25% of bets on Sandhagen. 75% of bets are on Marlon Vera, the dog in this fight. So if the public is all over that dog, again, it's kind of similar to Houston tonight, then why is this line going, it's like Miami. Public's on Miami line going to Houston. Well, public is all over Vera, yet this line is going to Sandhagen. So anytime I get a contrarian favorite, especially in a main event, obviously the most heavily bet bout of the night, in which the favorite is only getting 25% of bets, that is a really good contrarian bet against the public opportunity. So only 25% bets, but a sharp reverse line move. Again, minus 150 up now to minus 165. Both fighters are 30 years old. Both have a 70-inch reach, but height advantage for Sandhagen. 5'9" versus 5'7". So we got the height advantage. Rest of the stuff is even, but if you give me a main event only getting 25%, yet the line's moving in his favor, I'm going Sandhagen here, guys. I was also reading and highly recommend checking out Gamble and Lose Breakdowns. He does a great job at VSiN, our go-to UFC guy, along with Reed Kuhn, who does a great job as well, who actually wrote a book called Fightnomics, which is great. I read it during the pandemic as I got pretty deep into UFC because there's nothing else going on, and I'd never want to go back to that time ever because it was very, very sad, scary, and just I never even knew if betting would return or sports would return, but luckily it's all in the past now. But anyway, I learned a lot in that time from Reed Kuhn. So if you are looking at his book, I think it's $15, but it's definitely worth it if you want to learn more about betting in the UFC. But anyway, I was reading Gamble and Lose Breakdown for VSiN, and he was talking about how Sandhagen is the more refined fighter, and he also has faced more elite competition. So he's faced the best of the best, Vera, not quite. Sandhagen, you know, again, it's almost like you talk about March Madness and like these Big 12 teams are coming from the best strength of schedule. Like the strength of schedule for Sandhagen has been much harder than Vera. So long story short, main event, Sandhagen only getting 25%, yet the line's moving in his favor. I'm going Sandhagen here at minus 165. Then one more for you. Pretty much the same number here, almost the same exact situation. I'm going Chidi Njokuanu at minus 165. He is fighting Albert Duraev. But I'm going Chidi Njokuanu at minus 165. Both fighters are 34, but Njokuanu has a big height advantage, 6'2" versus 5'9", and a big reach advantage, 80 inches versus 75. So no youth advantage, same age, but taller, longer reach. This line, it's kind of been all around minus 165. It did get up to minus 170. It ticked down at one shot. But what really sold me with Njokuanu, aside from the physical advantages, is that I told you I had two fade the trendy dog plays. Well, Sandhagen was one, Njokuanu was the other. And Njokuanu was only getting 18% of bets. Talk about an epic contrarian play, but yet he's getting, I think, 27% of money. Not a huge discrepancy bets in dollars. But when we have a taller, longer reach, and we have an insane contrarian bet here on Njokuanu, a favorite only getting 18%, but yet more money than bets, to me, that's a worthwhile bet here on Njokuanu as a fade the trendy dog. So let's go Sandhagen minus 165 and Njokuanu minus 165 as well. That about does it for today's VSiN Day, VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 793. Reminder, it's a big Friday, but if you enjoy the Market Insights pod or the Morning Bets pod, do we win every bet we talk about? Of course not. I wish we did, but to me, it's not always about picks. It's more of the process, the thought process, being able to break down games, talk about games, looking at sports betting in a specific perspective. Again, there's no one way to bet on sports, but to me, it's being a data-driven market better. And you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but if you stick with it long-term, I know it's successful here. So if the pod has helped you at all, either the Morning Bets pod or the Market Insights pod, or maybe, you got nervous with Michigan State and with UCLA because you did identify that dog to fave late movement toward their opponents. Either way, if the pod has taught you some tricks, help you to cash some bets, maybe you've become more of a contrarian better, or maybe you're looking more at percentages and line movement and betting systems, and you're a flat better now, not parlaying everything. If any of that is the case and the pod has helped you along in your sports betting journey, or maybe you enjoy kind of the routine of checking out the pod each day, seeing what I got for you, seeing where we overlap. Do I expect you to bet every bet that I mentioned? No, of course not. Pick and choose. I think you're fine with that. But personally, just so you know, I bet every game that I mentioned, just so you know that I have skin in the game. And, you know, I am obviously, I would never recommend or highlight a play that I myself am not on. But if any of that is the case, and or if you just think I'm a decent guy, you want to make my day, make me very happy. And if you can tell, I think I got some spring allergies. You can tell spring's right around the corner when the allergies start going off. But it's like 50 degrees. And I got to do some raking today, actually. So I got a lot of yard work this weekend. It's actually the first yard work weekend of the year. But I'm actually kind of weirdly, you know, you're getting older and you're becoming like middle-aged. I'm 35 now. But like when you get excited to rake your lawn, it's like I'm definitely becoming my dad. Anyway, but if the pod has helped you at all, you think I'm a decent guy, you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena every day, then do me a favor. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you've already picked one up, thank you. And if you're looking to pick one up or will pick one up, I really do appreciate it. So it really, really means a lot to me. Thank you, seriously. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Boston Encore or Plain Ridge Park Casino or Springfield MGM out in Western Mass where I was born and raised in the Berkshires, I can't wait for Tanglewood season. If you've never been out to the Berkshires, it is beautiful in the summer. I highly recommend it. Or, of course, out in New York with my in-laws there, Bernie and the Lucas crew. I can't wait to see you guys over the summer. And then, of course, out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where Lowest Juice Possible is found at the South Point. And you know what? Maybe those were Billy Walters' head fakes, the more that I think about it yesterday. Head faking toward Michigan State, really liking K-State. Head faking to UCLA, really liking Gonzaga. Maybe we got clipped by some Billy Walter head fakes. But anyway, there's actually kind of no way to know, but it kind of gets me thinking about it. Anyway, or out at the Stadium Swim. So when Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, with your feet in the pool and getting a victory burger at the end of the night, or the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, my two other favorite books whenever I go to Vegas, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. Michigan State, UCLA, we're going to rip those up, but we kind of knew we were in a bad spot there, line going away from us. But 2-0 in the NHL. I know NHL's been up and down. It's good to get back in the NHL. Show me a Winnipeg Jets ticket. Show me a San Jose Sharks over ticket. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So I wish you the best of luck. Have a great weekend. And again, if we can find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value, have the closing line go in our direction, not against us. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long term, guys. So have a fantastic weekend. I am off, quote unquote off. I'm actually never really off, but no pods on the weekend. The fiance would kill me, especially with wedding planning going on. We have to go set our registry. So actually say a prayer. I got to spend like 2 hours in Crate and Barrel setting up our registry. So I'm really excited for that this weekend. Hint, hint, I'm definitely not. But you got to do what you got to do to keep the old girl happy. With any of that being said, keep an eye out for the Sharp Report. So I will still write those every day, Saturday, Sunday, and those will have some takes on the Elite Eight games here coming up and the rest of March Madness. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend. Good luck. Enjoy the biting this weekend. And, of course, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. As the wise man of Eason likes to say, hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back on Monday. Good luck.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.